USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The country of Belarus is going to pay a price of sanctions for diverting a commercial airline with military jets to capture an opposing journalist. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Protasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime.
A pilot was killed when a military plane crashed near Las Vegas, Nevada, after taking off from Nellis Air Force Base Monday afternoon. The unidentified pilot was with Draken U.S., a Florida company. No injuries were reported on the ground. The plane was the Dassault Aviation Mirage F1. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Bass State governments begin a lottery system with big cash prizes for those getting vaccinated. Not everyone sees this as a good use of pandemic money. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
you know, we do want to get to herd immunity, and that's incredible. But the bottom line is, my bill and my pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a Vax-a-Million lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more wisely in our state.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans, and it was announced on May 13th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.